We Talk Podcast presents. Records scratch Steve Miller Band, tattoo necks and tattoo heads. Oh, how don't you? What it is? What it do? Welcome to Fresh Take and the One Fall Podcast with your host, Joshua Adam.
William Marbella with the
ultimate baby face. Mr. Joel Johnson.
How's it going?
Joel, I'm doing good right now. It was a great night. We had Payback tonight, which seemed to be a pretty good show. You seemed to have a good time. We had Camp WWE, which may have been the overall highlight of the night.
Yeah.
We had a little bit of low light with Enzo Amore. For me, I'm very happy, ladies and gentlemen, because the Raptors, they had me on the edge of my seat. Unfortunately, this is the first time Joel and I hadn't watched a pay-per-view together in, what, like a year?
I think the last pay-per-view we didn't see was Sting's debut, Survivor Series.
You're right, yeah, and it's because I was watching Game 7 of the Raptors and the Pacers. I had the pay-per-view on the corner of my eye, so Joel's going to have a little bit more insight for you, but, you know, I'm still going to be able to go in, but Joel, I'm in a really good mood right now. Yeah. It was edge of my seat. I felt like, you know, watching, like, AJ Styles versus Roman Reigns there, only, unfortunately, the Pacers, being Roman Reigns, didn't win that one. But, hey, I'm happy. It was a good week for the city of Toronto, I know. You know, like, Jays won their series. Drake is doing great. And the Raptors are killing it, and the Jays killed it. So, if you're from the city of Toronto, you had yourself a pretty decent week.
Yeah, and, I mean, if we're going to take Toronto and WWE, we did enter a little bit of bizarro land at some points of this pay-per-view, so
yeah, and we entered a few people trolling in that WWE world, which we'll hit on as well. But, you know, good night, and we'll have a lot of NBA podcasts too. So, you know what, I've noticed the viewership for this has gone up. We're starting to get some fans. Before we get into this, I want to let you know, if you have any questions for Joel or myself, make sure you hit us at StickBoyYYC on the Twitter and FreshTake42 on our individual Twitters at JoelJohnsonTV or Jawa31. Happy to answer all your tweets, and we got lots of pods on the StickBoy. He's got some great ones. Captain America versus Spider-Man right now, which is a really good listen. Everyone's got to go listen to that one from StickBoy, and we got all the good stuff that we all have over at Fresh Take. So I want to get those plugs in. With all the NBA madness going on tonight, we're going to have pods throughout the week. So got to get those plugs in. And now, Joel, it's a roll to Payback.
Yeah, and certainly was an interesting show. I think we'll start with the pre-show with Booker T and Sucky Ducky Quack Quack.
Sucky Ducky. I like Corey Graves on there, and it makes you mad that Corey Graves is not on the main panel.
Corey Graves brings, much like Mauro Ranallo, brings a very serious mentality to the overall broadcast. He makes big matches feel like big matches. Mm-hmm. He makes it feel just that small little bit of like, oh, this is cool. I'm excited.
Yeah, he really gets the oomph there. Lawler at times, I must not have been the only one. At times it felt like Jerry was confused if he was a babyface or a heel. On SmackDown, he's such a heel, but on here, times he had confused if he's a babyface or a heel.
Yeah, I think they need to go one way and just kind of keep it that way.
Yeah, Renee, her charming self as always. Let's get to that first match.
So first match, Dolph Ziggler versus Baron Corbin. And
yeah, interesting result on this one. But you know what I was thinking when I watched this, Joel? It's, what's the one thing Baron did the best in NXT? He put the indie internet darlings over. Trend continued tonight.
That's true. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
So, I don't agree necessarily with this, because if you're going to build Corbin, and especially with him winning the Andre the Giant, and just being this more or less ass-kicker, you kind of want him to kick Ziggler's ass. Ziggler got a surprise roll-up win, and they touted this as Corbin's first loss in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Probably happened a little too soon, but I mean,
way too soon.
But this furthers the feud a little bit, because now they can kind of go back and forth. And you know Ziggler can sell with the best of them, so maybe that'll help put Corbin over. Maybe Corbin gets a win back on Raw, more eyeballs see him do that. But 1.8 million network subscribers sure saw Dolph Ziggler win with a roll-up.
I don't understand this, because, you and I have always kind of been mixed on Baron Corbin. And I feel like if you're going to if you're going to push Baron Corbin, then push the man, you know?
Yeah.
Make him get a big win, like beating a former world champion and Dolph Ziggler. That's a huge thing. And you can kind of do what you did with Ryback, who we're going to get to next, in the very beginning, which I think is Apollo Crews is going to get that push, is you just make him dominant. He's just beating everybody.
Yeah.
And when he finally gets that chance to face somebody, whoever it may be, maybe an Intercontinental champion, WWE champion, he looks dominant. And it continues to show how invalid the Andre the Memorial Battle Royal is.
Yeah.
Like, the winner of that means nothing.
No. And it's a shame. I do think this 50-50 booking needs to go away.
Yes.
This is definitely part of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've liked what they've done with Baron Corbin on the main roster. I was a fan of it, and I went into this match, and I'm like, where's Dolph going? Like, Dolph is nothing, and he's probably going to be out of the company by the end of the year, I would say.
Yeah, I would. I'm not going to disagree with you on that. Like,
he's... And I mean, I can't believe I'm fighting so hard for Baron Corbin, because I've never been a fan of his in NXT. I don't understand the value of having Dolph beat him, especially... This is your big, big heel, your tall heel. And you and I were talking about this in the previous pod, One Fall this week. You need those kind of guys. You need the Big Show, the Kane. So whenever you have that opponent that's overcoming the odds, that's the roadblock in their way. And he's the next guy. He's the next kind of Kane. It's like, oh, you got to go against Baron Corbin. So having him lose so early, it really diminishes that role that he has, because he got beat by a simple roll-up.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like taking The Undertaker back in the day and having the 1-2-3 kid beat him.
With a roll-up!
Yeah.
Like, it's not even like, if Dolph, like, hit the zigzag at least, or, like, a super kick into a zigzag, or something, to have a roll-up, that's not a good way you want your big, brooding heel, and a company that needs heels so badly.
Yep.
I'm just, it's fine, whatever, We know where Baron Corbin lays now.
Yeah.
You know, you and I were talking before the pod to Vince. You know, he's still really mixing NXT people. And, I mean, this obviously showed it, but you can't be mixing NXT people, because that's where the future is. You know, that's where your guys are coming from. They're going to come from NXT. There's only going to be so many people like an AJ Styles or Gallo and Anderson that come right to the card.
Yeah. And, I mean, you got to take some of these guys and go, okay, you were built like this in NXT. You got to learn a little bit different style for the main roster. So let's just kind of work with you. I feel like they expect them to be fully seasoned veterans in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of these guys, the biggest thing, I think even with Corbin, I think you need to highlight his strengths and hide his weaknesses. He doesn't talk, but he comes in. He's okay in the ring, like, and I still stand by, I like his finisher.
Finisher's great, and he should have hit it tonight, or at least if he tried to go for it and you showed Dolph's athleticism, Dolph reverses it into a zigzag, that's like, oh, he made a rookie mistake. And I like the idea, at least they had him, we beat him up and he got cocky.
Yeah.
So there's that with the rookie mistake. So that was decent booking, but I would have liked it more, like you said, that finisher's great. You have it, Dolph has the athletic ability to snap back, get into a zigzag, and be like, he had him pinned so many times. He went for the finisher. He went for it again, but he counted a former veteran world heavyweight champion.
Yeah, and that's one thing. And in that regard, you can have Corbin lose, and it's okay. But it's still that 50-50 booking that we don't like.
Mm-hmm. And I was surprised that was on the pre-show too.
Yep, it got moved. So
it's and I mean we're talking about this in a bit with the Enzo stuff. But in hindsight, that would have been something nice too, have filled that time that. You could tell at times they were desperately trying to fill with highlight packages and whatnot.
Yeah. And I was speaking of a decent time filler, Kalisto versus Ryback. Or should we call him CM Ryback?
Yeah, so he did the Punk entrance at the beginning. Now, I had just started watching the basketball game at this point. How did the crowd react to this?
Oh, well, they were so happy. They started a Ryback chant. No, they were mad. They were.
Yeah.
You don't.
We heard plenty of Punk chants tonight, so.
Yeah. It's Chicago. You have to expect some Punk chants, but. Doing that, but the match was good. It's like Ryback channeled a little Punk tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a decent match. I was scared he was going to hit the GTS on
that Kalisto. Top rope move was very impressive, and I was really scared for Kalisto.
No kidding. You're in the ring. And I went back and recently listened to the Punk podcast again about Ryback.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Ryback in certain situations where his opponent's life's in his hand, and you get a little nervous because the guy's not, he has a not a perfect record. But
Well, especially when you have to trust Ryback when you're that high, throwing you onto your belly. I mean, it worked out good. Kalisto landed fine, but it could have been way worse.
yeah, and I mean, both these guys, I think they got these. This is the match they should have had at WrestleMania. It was a good match. Kalisto goes over, which I'm okay with. The US title still not what it once meant, but
No.
I mean, you
How
go
about
from
Ryback's belt?
yeah, pre-show stopper. Yeah, I like that. I thought that was a nice little. I think Ryback knows what he is, and I mean, when you go on social media and say you don't like your position in the company and more or less want to leave, this is where you get relegated to.
For all the criticism we gave Ryback, I thought, he did a pretty good job in this match, and I think, trolling the fans with the Punk chant and, kind of knowing his positioning with that belt, I thought he did an excellent job adding all those little like nuances to his character tonight.
Yeah, and that's the one thing. I really hope he sticks around. We know he's not main event caliber
No,
guy,
he's not. No, not a chance.
but he's that mid-card heel that you can have. And I mean, you let him kind of be more of himself and let these little things start to shine through. You start to build a character and you have people enjoy when he gets beat up and you have people boo when he wins.
Yeah,
That's what you
exactly. I
need.
think that'll probably be it for him and Kalisto. I would maybe think that Rusev is coming to that position now, or maybe a re one more time with Del Rio.
I think it'll be Rusev, but I would not be surprised if Del Rio's involved.
Yeah, because now we know the lads are broken up. I think a lot of injuries and everything kind of messed this pay-per-view up a little bit too. Like the Wyatts were obviously going to have a match against the lads, and I think that's where they were supposed to break up.
Yeah.
But they saved it for SmackDown, and the lads were not on the show at all. I mean, Rusev and Lana just ended up going on vacation.
Yeah. They're off to Cancun.
I believe so. But so that must have been really nice. I would think that when they get back now, we're going to find positionings for both of them. And we can get to that earlier, but I think the two of them, maybe Sheamus or something, get involved with this U.S. title now. We heat it up, or we save it for something with Cena. I don't know. Where do you see Ryback going now?
Well, he's going either one of two places. He's either going to get his pink slip, or he's just going to kind of be floating around on Superstars main event until they need a big guy.
Yeah, he's kind of at that Kane. He's at that Kane Big Show level, only he doesn't have the credentials of those guys.
Yeah, it's funny because you go back to the night after Cena beat Rock and Ryback comes out. Was it? Yes, it was
Yep.
that one. And he comes out and he hits him with his finisher, and
Yeah.
the crowd pops and the crowd's intrigued by this. And I even remember being like, "Oh, this will be kind of interesting. This is a new phase. This will be interesting to see how this plays out." And then now you're fast forward a couple years and you're talking about being on Superstars or being
They've
down.
never given him a fair shake in many ways. You and I have criticized him, but they even that WrestleMania going in, he was still really hot, right? And he
Yeah.
lost to Mark Henry, and like that weird kind of he lifting Mark Henry up and he squashed him. Like it was, they've never really given Ryback a fair shot.
No, they haven't.
I would argue, even though like I'm a big CM Punk fan, there was a point with Ryback that he was hotter than Punk. In some ways, just as a babyface, he was like people want. Where I think even you and I would admit, like at times when he was facing Punk, obviously it was going for Punk. But if Ryback got the title, like oh, he deserves it. He's working his ass off to be at this level, and it makes sense.
Yeah.
Even if he would have beat Cena one of those times.
Yeah. And I think those losses to both Punk and Cena probably hurt him in the long
And the
run.
Mark Henry one
Yeah.
too.
There's a lot of losses that have kind of devalued Ryback. And you definitely see where this 50-50 booking hurts guys.
And I think the feud with Punk at the end of Punk's run with the Paul Heyman stuff, that didn't help him out. And I like the stuff with him and Axel. It never really got over, and it really devalued him. But I remember when he had came back in his hometown of Vegas when they built up the Survivor Series, and he kind of got some of that stuff, the mojo back.
Yeah.
And they kind of it's just slowly diminished away from Ryback. So it's unfortunate. There's a guy I think is a solid guy. Even like last year, he won the Intercontinental title. But even at that point, it just seemed like, oh, really? You're going to give it to Ryback? There's just more guys that are better at this level right now.
Yeah.
And I mean, Ezra Kalisto, they're keeping him up. I mean, he's not the Rey Mysterio they are now, but doesn't have bad matches. I just want to see him in there with more, all respect to Ryback, people that can have better matches. Like, it's too bad that we don't have like a Neville or someone that around for him. But you know, there's lots of talented guys right now on that roster. Like, I would like that. We'll get to it in a bit with what they're doing with the IC title. But like, I was going to almost suggest like a Kevin Owens and a Sammy maybe getting that US title feud.
No, they're going somewhere else. But we'll
I
get to
think
that.
maybe I think we'll get a Rusev or a Del Rio around here now.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think one of the other is going to be kind of.
Or you suggested Sin Cara. I think we may get to that as well.
Yeah, I think that there are a few feuds that Kalisto can go through. I think you need to keep the title on him for a little bit
Yeah,
and build
or it
it
could be
back up.
Cena, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Kalisto beats Cena, that'd be huge. And I think that's something you should realistically do with whoever US champion is. Because there's no point in Cena holding that title again.
No.
There's no reason for it. But if you have Kalisto get an upset victory over Cena, it means a little bit more. And, like, it's babyface versus babyface, but we've seen that Cena can heal it up a little bit more. So.
Yeah, and he teased it on his Twitter. I don't think he will, but obviously, you know, something we have to talk about.
I think you need to build Kalisto back up. And. Once you do that, then you've got a fine mid-card talent.
For sure.
Now, a little bit, it took the wind out of this pay-per-view in a lot of ways for a little bit, but the tag team match, and not because the match sucked, but because Enzo got hurt. Now,
Yeah, that was one of those things. Like I said, like tonight, I was doing double duty, watching the pay-per-view and watching the Raptors game, and there would be some things when I like look at it and I'd text to Joe and be like, blah blah blah, this, and that's one of the things I look and I just see Enzo like dead on the ground, and I was like, whoa whoa whoa, what is going on? And I was really scared. I'm like, did he? The first thing you think of is spine.
That was because when you see as because you remember when China speaking, China had thrown Vince over the top rope in that Royal Rumble, and Vince
Yeah.
kind of snapped his head on the bottom rope. That was where my mind went to, but you just saw it where they threw him out of the ring and his shoulder caught the lowest rope. And you just saw his head snap back, smashed against the ring, and then him just roll out there. And you could even see as he was going down, you could see his eyes were glazed over, and he just kind of limped. He went limp.
He could have, I mean, all things serious in this. He took the hit to the rope pretty good, but he didn't land as bad as he could have. Like, his landing was, for someone that had like a motionless body, Joel, would you not agree that he had a pretty safe landing?
Yeah, because
Which
he.
that's the first time, like, his head never really hit hard, his body never hit hard. He landed decently safe, which is the most shocking thing.
He got very lucky, and I mean, KO had a picture on Twitter of him, Cass, and Enzo because Enzo and Cass are KO's riding buddies. So imagine seeing him pulled off on the gurney, and you have to go out for your match. So, and there was a lot of nervousness on Twitter. There were people that were calling it a work on Twitter, which
Some people never learn, man.
no. KO, not KO. I'm glad Enzo's okay. And you could tell that the crowd was nervous. You could definitely, and you could even see it in Michael Cole's face when he's trying to talk. He's just kind of looking and trying to see. And Big Cass was a wreck around the ring. I don't know which vaudevillian it was, but kind of grabbing at Enzo. I guess they thought it was a work a little bit.
What if it was a work, though, wouldn't they have known that ahead of time?
Yeah, and that was one thing where I kind of like, oh, that's not a little bit of a mistake on your part, because especially if there was something spine related and he grabbed him, he could have made it worse.
I think that's just the consummate worker, you know, the thing that Vince always says, like, the show must go on. So I think it's something like that. They're just kind of like, oh, well, he's fell to the ground. I'm just gonna get going until I see the X. And they seem to handle it like decently well. Like, it kind of was a decent transition. I wonder if the KO semi match was next, or they just picked that because it had the longest package.
I think it was next because of being in a position of gorilla. And I think that was next, and they were just, but I don't think what happened after the Sammy KO match was planned at all. I think it was planned, but I don't think it was to the length that it was. I think they told KO to just kind of go on a little bit. And he made it seem very natural, like this was all part of the show. This was all part of the plan. But, I don't think the number one contenders... I can see them just awarding it to the vaudevillains.
Yeah, so that's the part I missed because, again, like the volume was down for some of this, so I'm just kind of going along. What did they say? How did they get out of the match?
They more or less just said Enzo's knocked out and the match is called a no contest.
Okay, so it's a no contest. So we'll find out kind of... It sucks, too, in a way, because I saw, like, it seemed like the New Day was having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
On the side with all the food and everything like that. And were they on commentary during that?
No, they were just sitting off to the side and they were watching.
So they kind of had to clear that out right away, though, because I noticed there was no more shots in them anymore because there was no more fun and games anymore. And I'm sure they had some segment they probably had at the end of that match.
Yeah.
Where they had like a stare down or whatever, but we never got that. So I don't know what they do because, you know, we can say now we know Enzo has a concussion. We don't know what grade of concussion it is, but most of the talent that have had concussions, we just had one of the best superstars of all time had to retire because of too many.
Very careful with
that. I'm assuming he's out for at least a month, Joel.
Yeah. I think what you do is you have them out, but as long as it's possible, you have Enzo be his cutting promo.
The thing is, like, do you want him? I don't know if, like, with the flying and travel regiments are, the doctors may just send him home. Just to keep him safe.
I hope they do send him home, and I hope that they keep him safe, because it's a big deal.
Yeah, and I mean, Big Cass is, well, pretty useless.
Yeah, he's kind of on his own now. So I think, and it's a shame, because Enzo and Cass had some good momentum going.
Mm-hmm. So where do you think they go in this? Do you think they maybe put on the fly and put Anderson and Gallows in this position now, where they are, and just have them win and just have them beat the New Day and maybe get a jump start on that, which, because you and I almost thought that may be inevitable down the road.
Yeah, you could, but I think that's going to be the way that they do go, because Vince has soured on the vaudevillains, and now after this, you know, it's interesting, because maybe this wasn't the vaudevillains' fault. But
it's not their fault at all.
But Vince's skewed world at times can suddenly be like, this is an easy way to kind of scapegoat them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's a shame for both teams, because I think I like the vaudevillains in the ring, and I like Enzo and Cass and what they kind of bring to the ring. They're not this catch-as-can wrestling, but they're this different style that stands out and fits their character in a lot of ways. So
I've liked what I've seen with the vaudevillains, and I thought Aiden English, when he's been able to go in the mic, has been really good. And if they do break them up for some reason, I mean, Simon Gotch, he's fine. If they do bring him up for some reason, like Vince is soured on them pretty fast, I would still like to see, whether it be Raw or NXT, what Aiden English can do as a solo act, because I think he has a lot of potential in that area.
Yeah, I would agree.
Out of those four that were in the ring today, I don't see anyone there being a singles wrestler except for Aiden English.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think Enzo and Cass are Enzo and Cass.
Yeah, like Cass is okay in the mic. You know, he does the soft thing, which he's good at, and he's an okay worker. That's the thing about Enzo and Cass. They're not great workers. They're okay.
Yeah.
But I just feel like Aiden English is a complete package. So if for some reason Vince does sour on them, more or less, yeah, I'd like to see Aiden do his own thing. Especially with the singing gimmick. Like, he can sing rather well.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind seeing him maybe do something. I mean, that's kind of a death sentence we've seen when you get those kind of gimmicks, right? But
yeah.
I don't know. It's something they can maybe focus on, but
yeah,
it's unfortunate that this match had to end like it is, especially with these two teams. Their first pay-per-view, they've been on the road, they've been on these NXT travels, and I'm sure both of them just are really gutted about how this ended.
Yeah, I think that they are happy. I think, like, one of the people said that the picture that they saw of KO with Enzo standing up and talking to Big Cass brought a smile to their face, because they know that he's okay. And that's the one biggest thing, is as much as there are internet trolls out there that would take something like this and have fun with it, at the end of the day, this is a real life person that had a real life incident happen, and it could happen to anyone in that ring.
The thing I thought about too, like, you think about, like, a guy like Draws automatically, like, and it's just like, oh, so much talent that Draws had, right? And I mean, Enzo, just like, it's just like he's just getting started, and you just picture, like, this will be one of those big wrestling what ifs of, being one of the best tag teams of all time. And you almost have to wonder, too, like, were the Dudley supposed to come out at any time during this as well? Like, how much stuff was stalled here with what the New Day could have done? Maybe the Dudleys come out. Now, with that, Enzo and Cass are probably out. Where do the Dudleys go now?
Yeah. It's now, it's going to be very interesting tomorrow night how they book everything for the tag team division.
Maybe they put back the lads and start a feud with them and the Dudleys. I don't know.
I don't know. I hope not, but...
Neither do I. Because you and I both said for the longest time, those two of them need to be on their own, and I don't know what you do with Sheamus.
I don't know either. But let's jump forward to the match of the night.
Is that the main medical update on...
Yep, it's concussion.
Okay.
From what I saw from the picture from KO, no... That's no way an official diagnose. He's walking, he's talking, it's a concussion. And all the medical results came back negative. So, we're going with concussion.
We just don't know a grade yet, though, hey?
No, not yet, but...
Okay, but thank God there's nothing wrong with the spine, and he's moving, and he had emergency CPR, too, which is really scary.
Yeah, that. Not.
But anyways, so thank God he's good, and let's move on to the match of the night.
Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. You could tell that the crowd was pretty flat to start off, just because of what they just saw.
Mm-hmm.
But they got the crowd back into it, and they had a really good match. They really went...
Love the start of it with the elbows.
Yeah, they really just showed that these two hate each other, that the storyline's already built in for these two. These two can feud for another 14 years, and I'd be...
They did it on Jericho's... Well, Sami sold it on Jericho's podcast.
That it just shows that they are committed to showing that these two hate each other. And even Sami said on his they did the media corner with Sami during the pre-show.
Yeah.
And they asked him, would you ever be friends with KO again? And Sammy's like, well, I don't know. There's always that possibility, but right now we want to fight. So I definitely could see this where they are friends and then they're enemies, then they're friends and they're enemies, and it's just kind of this back and forth between two. But you could definitely see that these guys have worked with each other for 14 years because everything they did for the most part in the ring was smooth.
The great thing about when you're double dutying on things is, especially whether you're watching these games, is the commercial breaks. You know, you have watching this match was always a little treat for me because I'd be watching the game and then I'd be rooting for the commercial break because then I get the audio on this and you get to hear the crowd. And that's what makes some of these matches, too. It's really hard to watch a wrestling match sometimes and not have the feedback of a crowd, especially a Chicago one. So whenever I could hear the crowd tonight, like you were saying, it was a real treat. The Chicago crowd, too, wasn't really trying to put themselves over.
No.
I thought the only time they did that was with Vince and the CM Punk chants. But, I mean, that's for a reason. They're just being, you know, loyal to their Second City Saint. And I just thought these guys just came out there. I still want to watch this match back. But I just thought these guys just did just phenomenal, and especially what happened after with Kevin Owens. Just these guys get exactly who they are and what they're about so much. And it's like I was saying in the pod beforehand when I picked KO, and Joel was wrong. I just think that they, you know, he's the mercenary, and for the first time tonight, he really finally looked like that mercenary that we saw when he came out and faced John Cena.
Yeah. And that's definitely what he looked like. Was he beat Sami clean.
Mm-hmm.
There was no cheating. There was no shenanigans. There was no low blows. There was no cheap shots. It was KO won because KO was better that night. Mm-hmm. I like the promo at the end where he's basically like, I never have to worry about Sami again. I have defeated him. He called Brian Saxton in the ring, had him interview him, had fed him the answers, questions for the interview.
What do you think about him going after the IC title? Why not the world title? Or just because he has the value on the Intercontinental title?
Yeah, and it's kind of where he's definitely...
He never lost?
Yeah, and he's Mr. Money in the Bank, I think. Down the line here, so
yeah, we said I think it's him or Sami, but that's the next pay-per-view, is it not, after Extreme Rules?
I think so.
Yeah,
June. Yeah,
yeah.
But I mean, geez, this leads to obviously the Cesaro versus the Miz for the Intercontinental.
By the way, too, Joel, you know I had talked about this. I think it looks more and more like at the Elimination Chamber is it Survivor Series this year?
Yeah,
because they hadn't announced it. Like the last time they had Payback, they had announced it there, and I think. think they figured it's too much, so that we'll get Extreme Rules, we'll have our break, we'll get Money in the Bank, whatever the one is before before SummerSlam then as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the elimination, and I think you could use the Elimination Chamber for a few of these titles.
I think it's maybe, you talked. Well, you know what? I'm gonna save my one thought I just had for another segment, but continue to the next
Yeah.
one.
Miz versus Cesaro, good match. You have Cesaro in the ring, so good match is common. And the Miz.
And Miz is maybe our most improved player
Yeah.
so far, I would say.
It's a renaissance of the Miz. Both of them get who they are. And KO is a beautiful person on commentary. I mean, if you told me 10 years from now that it 10, 15 years it's Mauro and
Oh,
Kevin
God.
Owens on commentary, I will tune in every week just to watch that.
Yeah.
And I mean, even listening to KO's commentary he did on the Independents, it's just he's got a little bit more
He's so
free.
much CM Punk, it's scary sometimes.
Yeah, and I mean. I think he has a little bit more love, and he's married already and a kid, so I think he's a little more grounded already. But he was, and the belittling of Bryan Saxton and his love for JBL and his disdain for Michael Cole, it's just all perfect. And him wearing the cowboy hat to start things off was just.
That picture got shared quite a bloody bit.
Yeah, it grew in popularity. It just
That's probably going to be the picture for the pod. I'm 99% sure.
yeah. There's one other picture for another choice, but I'll save that
Okay.
for later.
Yeah.
Good match. Cesaro got Miz to tap out. We thought, oh, Cesaro's gonna win, and then Sammy attacks
Yeah, what
KO.
did you think about that match? Did you think it was too much plunder, or was it the right
It
choice?
was the right choice. It was the right amount of plunder to it. We'll get to the wrong amount in a little bit
Because
here.
I figured I was at first I'm like but then I figured because you have him want to go for the IC and I think we're gonna get a Fatal 4-Way Extreme Rules then.
Yeah. And I mean, we get Cesaro, Sami Zayn, which had a hell of a match in NXT. We have Cesaro and Kevin Owens, which have had a hell of a match. You have Sami Zayn versus and Kevin Owens, which have had great matches. And they all work well with The Miz, it seems. So you have all four of them going.
You're getting what the ladder match almost maybe should have been
Yeah.
at WrestleMania, but no Zack Ryder. Stardust, Sin Cara.
So we're safe.
Yeah.
We're pretty good.
Poor Zack.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh well,
But
he got his WrestleMania moment, man. I don't
yeah.
think he's complaining too much. I think if he had the choice, it's like, hey Zack, you can win the title, but then you're never really on TV again, and you get to hug your dad in the middle of WrestleMania, he'd be like, dude, it's a pretty fair trade-off, guys. I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah. And but I mean, you get that, you get Maryse back, so Maryse will probably have something with Maryse and Miz versus Kevin Owens.
Yeah, I think we're gonna get another woman. I think we might get that Becky and
Emma.
Emma match at Extreme Rules too.
Yeah.
It's because you're gonna have a spot open and again something with the lads. And what's the deal with Bray as before we move on?
He sent out a cryptic tweet. We're not really sure what the hell's going on.
That's what he said?
Yeah, well, no, he sent out a cryptic tweet. No one's really sure if he's back yet.
What did he say?
I don't even remember what the cryptic tweet said, because I remember reading it and going, oh, okay, well.
Because I'm just trying to figure, like, there's a lot of moving pieces that are just, here and there. And even a guy that you were talking to me about, maybe we could see a return of a certain long hair former world champion.
Yeah, we definitely could see that coming up sooner rather than later. I don't know. I think Bray's ready by Extreme Rules. I've heard it was 4 to 6 weeks, but we're not 100% sure.
All right.
But
Anyways.
let's shuffle on to maybe what I would consider that it was a good match, but almost forgettable because there wasn't a whole lot to it, was Dean Ambrose versus Chris Jericho. Thought they had a good match, but it still was one of those matches where you're like, meh.
Jericho looked a little bit better in this than the AJ
Yeah.
matches, which it's okay. Can we just have a little rant on Chris Jericho? How is he the only person that's had a bad match with AJ Styles so far? It's like just Roman the style. Had a. I'm never gonna get to it, but Roman had a great match with him tonight.
It's the styles, and it's just that the way one person works versus the way another person
yeah,
works.
Yeah, it just doesn't clash. The styles just don't clash.
Yep. And no necks were broken though, so that's good.
Yeah.
But you know they had a decent match. Good to see Dean get the win. This is his first big pay-per-view win all year, so.
Yes, he did beat KO for the retain the IC title at the Royal Rumble.
Oh, did he? Yes, that's yeah. right.
Yeah, and then he almost beat Hunter to win the Royal Rumble.
And then he almost beat him at Roadblock.
Yeah.
And then it felt like a 3-minute match against Brock.
Yeah, that's one of the more forgettable Brock Lesnar matches in a while.
Yeah. And now he gets a win over Chris Jericho, so I don't know where either of these guys go next, but it'll be interesting.
Well, it seemed like Jericho was throwing a tantrum.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, with Extreme Rules 3 weeks away, we already have one match that we'll get to in a bit. Would you not assume that he will probably be back at Extreme Rules?
Yeah.
Jericho gets a win and we tie it.
Yeah.
Or maybe just Dean gets it and maybe that's the end of Jericho.
Yeah, maybe, but we don't know if Jericho is still going till SummerSlam. We don't know.
Fozzy doesn't have a tour yet, so.
No, so Jericho's got plenty of time open.
It seems like he's having fun, so. And I'm sure he wants to do that Japan tour, too, so.
Yeah.
And or Nakamura. Is the Japan tour WWE, or is it just NXT?
No, it's WWE.
Okay.
And Nakamura and Asuka.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Finn.
Yep.
Who we'll get to.
Yay. So, Dean Ambrose wins. I'm wrong again.
But, yeah, too bad we didn't. The one that I brought won the belt. But yeah, we decided the belt is upheld.
Yay.
So, but technically, does it count as a reign for you?
Because
you definitely lost to me tonight.
Yeah.
And I have Paul's pick too, and I definitely beat Paul. Do we count it as a 2 pay-per-view reign for you?
I think we do because the rule of thumb is not in the building, so technically I lost by count out, but I still retain the title.
You're kind of like an injured champion.
Yeah.
And like the number I won the number one contendership tonight.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'll work for that.
Yeah. And Extreme Rules, it's going to be on the line.
Woo! Which it will be defended, so.
Yes, it will be.
Next
one. As long as we don't have a game 7.
Oh, no, game 7.
I'm sure WWE is going to see a little bit of a dip in the numbers tonight from some playoff hockey and NBA and Raw tomorrow as well.
It's just going to be common.
They also had to go against the Red Sox and the Yankees tonight in a close game. Poor guys.
Dude, they just can't win. That's probably why Vince threw a fit out on out in his segment. Because he
probably.
Realized,
yeah. Well, they normally like to go crazy about their social media content.
Not tonight.
But yeah, the social media content was pretty much all about the Yankees Sox or the Raptors game from the majority, no matter what I was, and Game of Thrones as well.
Yeah. You're just not going to win on Sunday nights.
Not with that. I mean, whether there's a Game 7 or a big baseball game the next time they have it, they still got to go against Game of Thrones right now.
Yeah.
Which I would assume, for the most part, has more or less the same kind of dynamic. And not to go on a side rant here, Joe, but Game of Thrones, I'm not a fan, but you would agree, it's kind of with the Twitter culture, a show that's almost a live experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sure they did fine tonight, but I think this is one of those few times that I'd be very surprised if they bragged about their social media tomorrow, because I didn't really see anything really trending on Twitter tonight for them even.
No, nothing really picked up any pace for them.
Yeah, all right, moving on.
Moving on, and this will be a little bit of a rant.
Lord. Can we, oh God, this is going to get bad.
Charlotte versus Natalya. First thing I'd like to say is, if the guy didn't want to be there, don't make Brett be there. And especially if you're going to do the Montreal Screwjob in front of him again.
Oh wait, this wasn't 1997?
No, this wasn't 1999. This wasn't even 2005, 2006.
This wasn't 2009 when they did it with Punk and Undertaker? This wasn't when they did it in TNA? This wasn't every time? Like, just let it die. Why do we have to see this stupid Montreal Screwjob again?
You know,
this match, you had the blueprint for this match, Joel. It was done before. It wasn't too hard. Wasn't hard to do.
And if Charlotte was going to go over, then just have Charlotte go over.
Have her go over, you know? You could have You could have had Charlotte win and still done that sharpshooter spot at the end.
Yep. Totally easy, totally simple, but no, you have to do the Montreal screw job.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, I don't get it. And there's no reason for it. And like, they're just like, oh, it was because Little Nate was in the ring. Great.
So is it he's a heel referee now?
I guess, like, if I will say this, if they make him like a heel every time Natty's in the every time Charlotte has a match now, then sure, then it's something, right?
Yeah.
But knowing them, they're gonna totally forget about this, and it would just seem like a thing like, aha, Brett's here, let's do this.
Yeah, it seems like a Vince Kevin Dunn haha moment.
And also, like, okay, like, I just don't know how Brett gets to the arena. Do you know? Does Brett know about the? Brett has to know about the finish.
You would think so, especially because if he didn't.
Natty has to know about the finish.
Yeah, Natty has to.
So how does Natty number one agree to this? Because I'll tell you what, like, if I was a heart, there's no chance in hell I'm agreeing to this match. I'd rather quit.
I think this was more of that you do as you're told type mentality right now,
Yeah,
so
I
that's.
mean, how Brett though doesn't just walk out on that though, right? Like, what does Brett care?
It's probably a nice paycheck for him.
Yeah, that's really taking a lot of your dignity on that one. That was bad.
Yeah, and I mean the guy had wrist surgery. He just beat cancer. Like,
He looked a little rough.
yeah, he didn't look too bad when he threw the sharpshooter on Rick.
Oh no, he looked fine in that, but like, yeah, I mean, this is a guy that just is a cancer survivor, you know? He just had this tremendous story, and WWE, you know, they love their stories, and they just threw it out the window.
Yeah, and they did it so they could do reenact. Ugh.
The only good thing about this, Joel, is the rant that Brett's gonna have on this is gonna be all-time legendary.
Oh God, I'm terrified.
I think this could be the last you see with Brett in the WWE for some time.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he's gonna take that paycheck, like you said, very proudly, but he's gonna have something to say about this, and he's not gonna be happy about it.
Yeah, no, and I can't blame him. I wouldn't be happy.
Yeah, I would go as far as to see it could be the last time we ever see him.
Which is a darn shame.
And where do they go with Natty from here? Do we do the rematch at Extreme Rules? Obviously, there's no Brett though, right?
Yeah, no. Maybe, but I think the Natty story's run its course, and I think you move on
Wait,
to.
it's not Sasha yet because that's SummerSlam.
Yeah, Eva Marie.
Maybe.
Possible, I
I
don't
don't think
know.
she's on the main roster anymore, dude. I think that was just for that. I think she's back in NXT now.
So you give her a WrestleMania spot?
Because she was, in all fairness,
The
I'm
Total
gonna
Divas.
Total Divas. Yeah, she didn't really do have to do anything. Maybe they're getting a lot already. She's looked okay.
Yeah, that's what I've
She,
heard.
yeah, she's like the in WrestleMania. You and I were like, she doesn't suck. Like those kicks were not bad.
No.
She's much more athletic, and I think she gets the character and the overall idea of it much better. We know that she is on Total Divas herself, or hell, I mean, I guess because she's a heel, but you can throw Maurice there as well.
Yeah, Maurice's wrestled before, so it's not like it would be a terrible thing.
No, and she's fine. So, and there's the natural Miz and kind of Flair mentorship storyline there as well.
Yeah.
So there's something to think about as well. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they did the Natty rematch because of the screw job, but it just, I don't know. I thought you had a great chance for an opportunity tonight.
Yeah, and you decide to walk away from it because your sense of humor is a little still stuck in 1997.
Yeah.
Well, skipping from one rant to the next, we had like a Monday Night Raw opening with the McMahons.
Yeah, like, okay. So in this one, again, you know, pulling double duty tonight, watching the NBA game as well, I'm like, okay, well, I'm hoping that this game will be a little bit blown out so I can watch this segment without the audio on. And I was lucky to have that experience. But so I really wanted to kind of, I liked when Shane came out. I thought Shane was the best part of this when he was kind of showing, like, you know, like the legit reasons and the people that think he should get it over and the headlines and everything like that. I really liked that. I thought Steph had a good point too. I just thought that it kind of droned on.
Yeah, it dragged. It went
I
from.
liked Vince with this Punk chance though.
Yeah.
He killed it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. He took those chance, he ate them, and then he spat them out.
I guess we can just get to the punchline of it. So their co-GMs, I don't know where the hell Hunter is.
He's stuck on the Europe tour, still teaming with KO.
I guess. Joel, first, what are your thoughts overall on just this team up? I thought it worked well tonight for the first kind of use of it.
Alliance is what I think of.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. Like I was telling you, I was just watching Backlash, and you take certain context out of that, and it's really like not too much change from 2001 with Shane and Vince and control of the company and everything like that to 2016, which is pretty terrifying.
Yeah, that's never a good thing when it's the same thing
I
from.
think maybe is it a slow burn to the brand splits? Like they just can't get along, and then they finally say like, "I'll take SmackDown, you take Raw." Is it a slow, or are we going to slowly build up to that, I guess?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be. They're gonna work out well for the first few weeks, at least until Extreme Rules. Then, with the Bullet Club or Club Bullet, sorry,
Or whatever it is, yeah.
the ascension will start to happen, and that's when the split will come.
The Ascension is going to happen. Oh, sweet. I love the Ascension.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was weird. I mean, they tried to get the Taker reasoning to make some sense. You know, they did their best in that. I'm just trying not to think too much about it. But they did their best to make that kind of make sense, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess.
We'll see how it works. I liked what they did in the main event. I actually thought that was really well done. I like the kind of one-upmanship of it. So that'll be interesting. And I mean, as long as Shane's still in power, because I like to have the babyface GM, because it's just been I just been a long time since we had it, since probably Mick Foley as the commissioner.
I definitely need that break from the heel running the show. You need a little bit of a baby face for a little bit, and just let things kind of go, and it'll be all good.
Yeah, so we'll see how it plays out. We have to assume, Joel, this is leading to the brand splits, though, right? Like even more so now.
Yeah, I would think so.
Coming to a head at SummerSlam?
Yeah, I would hope so. The sooner
Would
the
you? I
better.
mean, just spitballing here. If you're gonna do the brand split, when's the best night you'd want to do the draft on?
In August, when there's nothing on.
No, the first Monday Night Football game.
Oh, I don't know if I'd want
Because
to.
that's the night you need to draw people away for the ratings, right? And that's what you'd want to get is like, I'll be honest, even as a football fan, if I know the draft is on, everyone loves a draft. It doesn't matter what form it's in, it always does ratings, right? That's why the NFL, you see them drag the NFL draft this week to 3 days. It's a 3 day event. You get the first round prime time on a Thursday. Then you get rounds two and three prime time on a Friday. Then you get the rest on a Saturday, and those do huge ratings. Yes, it's the NFL, but NBA draft, even the NHL draft lottery this week, it was just a draft lottery, Joel,
And
and
it still helped.
it was hyped, right? Like it was, people almost cared about that more than Capitals and Penguins. Like it was a big deal. Like it, and drafts are a big deal, and you can build it up, and you have that the night after, just before. During the Monday Night Football games, I think that is a big draw for ratings.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
I agree, you do. There's a charm in doing it in August when there's nothing going against it. You get the eyeballs, and then you can bleed into that football season when you're like, oh, well, Raw has this now and this now. That's interesting. How's it gonna go? So there's the two dynamics. I think both of us have great points on when you could do it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see when they do eventually pull this off, because they're gonna have to.
There's just too much talent.
So I guess the main event.
The main event of the evening.
Who Reigns versus AJ Styles?
Yeah, this match, I thought Reigns was terrific in what he did. I don't want to jump too all over the place because there's a lot to process in this match, but I didn't like the ending. I liked. They gave AJ so much, only to kind of tear him down in a way. And they're really making Roman hit that spear once mean a lot. Like when Roman hits the spear just once, it's over. So it builds it up. Like if anyone now kicks out of that spear, it's a big deal. So I'll give him that. Like when Roman hits the spear, it's done. Because he never hits multiple spears, really.
Yeah, he's always hit the one. Like that's what finished Brian off. That's what finished Hunter off finally.
Dean. Remember that the first time he won the title?
Yeah.
He hit that on Dean, and you and I were like, oh, well, Dean. I think it's just so because the spear for a lot of guys, even Edge, the first spear normally didn't do the job, right? It was like, oh,
Yeah.
he's going to kick you out of this. But he's pretty much hit that spear once. He can hit multiple Superman punches, but he hits the spear once and it's done. So if someone was to kick out of that spear now, they're going to get a huge pop.
Yeah, I think it will eventually happen.
What do you think about this match? We talked about Plunder, and also there was a. I love the elbow into the table spot. I thought it was a really cool spot.
Yeah, it just shows that when Styles first came in, they called him the innovator of offense, and he is the innovator of offense. I think he had a lot of good moments. I didn't like the oh, it's now a no falls count any no count outs and then no DQ. I didn't like that. I think these two could have had a really good match if you just left them alone.
Yeah, I felt like they're like, we want to do this Bullet Club thing, but we have to save it for Extreme Rules. So I felt like we're just going to tease it for another 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I think, because, there was reports about Finn being there tonight and all that, yada, yada, yada. But I feel like they're like, well, we have to hold this off for another 3 weeks. And I'm assuming we'll get the Usos versus Anderson and Gallows
The next one.
at Extreme Rules. You and I had thought, well, I definitely had that. We were going to get the three-man tag, and we didn't get that.
Yeah, no, that's definitely not coming because they've already announced. I think the focus is on the McMahons and the title secondary. It felt like that because they closed the show with the McMahons announcing AJ gets a rematch. Why does AJ get a rematch? Why does he deserve a rematch?
I think they're going with the idea that there's a lot of nonsense in this match, a lot of interference, and AJ was so close, and it was a well-fought match.
Yeah, I can buy
Which,
into that.
well deserved. I thought was this what was what is this been AJ's best match since he came to the company, or was it that Raw match versus KO?
That KO and that Sammy match both stick out to me.
This was a really good match, though. I don't even know. I don't think this is necessarily Roman's best match. He's
Yeah.
but like for everyone that gets on Roman Reigns, he's here to stay. He has not had. I've never really watched a Roman Reigns match and I've been like, oh, that match was terrible by Roman.
Yeah.
He has good matches.
Yeah, and this was a good match.
Yeah, absolutely. So good job by Roman. Whether we like it or not, he's the champion. And you're not gonna lie, Joel. Like there was not times I think both of us were like, shit, are they gonna give the title to AJ? Because there was one or two times like when he did the 450, I'm like, I think they might be giving the title to AJ.
I was very close to popping because I thought it was possible. And that was the good thing about this is they created that believability. But the one thing that does stick out is Roman as Superman.
Yeah, it does.
And while that's okay right now, I do think you're starting to risk falling into more of a John Cena where fans are just like, well, like there was a certain phase where not a lot of people liked Cena at all under a certain age. And it was because that Superman, he can go through anything and come back and still perform five moves, no
Yeah,
problem.
once he got hit with the elbow on the outside and then the 450 and kicked out, I was like, ugh. You can't, like, it's the whoever does beat him is going to be the ultimate guy, right?
Yeah, I think it'll probably. I think I know who it is.
Yeah, it'll probably be Cena.
Yeah, it'll
He
either
gets
be
16.
Cena or it'll be the architect.
Yeah, maybe the architect as well. Well, we'll see. I'm excited for these guys to face off again because I think they have a good chemistry together.
Yeah, they do. And the one thing I want to say is AJ Styles knows how to sell. He knows he's a seasoned veteran that gets it. He knows what he needs to do in that ring, and he helps elevate a lot of guys and he helps bring them to that. Because I consider AJ probably one of the top three in the ring right now.
In the world, oh yeah.
And he elevates anyone that he's in the ring with, except Chris Jericho. to that level of the top
three. I don't even know if that's his fault.
Yeah.
Because he's had a match. Everyone AJ's had a match with, he's had a great match. Even those Jericho matches were fine. Yeah. I think we just put such high expectations on them.
Yeah, and I think he had great matches with The Miz.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Again, Miz, maybe our most improved player this year.
Yeah. So, no Finn Balor. I think that's Extreme Rules.
Yeah.
Which, it has to be. It has to be. It has to be now, doesn't it?
I mean...
Doesn't it?
I want it to be, Joel. You know I want it to be.
Well, that is Payback 2016. What would you give the show? Well, you have to... I'll give my rating, and I'll save it for you to watch the whole show.
No, you know, just... I thought it was a fine show. It's a thumbs up. I really liked that AJ and Roman match. I thought AJ just killed him. I really liked what Roman did in that, too. I really liked it. Excuse me, everyone. I thought it was a little too much plunder at the end there. I liked that the Usos come out, though, and defend him. I thought we're leaning towards that three-man tag. I like what they did with KO tonight. They made KO look exactly how I wanted him to look. So I thought there was a lot of good. The Montreal Screwjob, though, that's just beyond me. I'm absolutely appalled by that. I don't get it. It makes no sense to me in any sense of the word. And for them to even think that's acceptable in 2016 is just... I can't assume this is anyone like a Hunter or anyone that did this. You know, as much as anyone wants to hate a Hunter for his Brett stuff, this has to be a Vince and Kevin Dunn call, and it was just in such poor judgment.
Yeah, no, it's one of those points where you're like, yeah, you guys are out of touch.
Mm-hmm. Because what reason do you have to do such a thing? Like, this guy just overcame cancer, and, you know, I think, you know, Joel, we're going to be biased. We're from Calgary. This guy is the number one guy in our city's history. He's the biggest guy to ever come out of here. Him, Alicia Cuthbert, Danny Heatley.
Yeah.
And especially those first two, Danny Heatley, for other reasons, unfortunately. But it sucks, you know? Like, it's someone that we defend, someone that we all love in this city. And, you know, they just spit on us all over again tonight. And it doesn't even matter necessarily even that he is from Calgary or not. Just why do you have to do something that like that in front of him? Yeah. In front of on the Hart family again.
It just seemed to be another little screw you from Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
It was bad. And you know me, I love Vince and I'm a pretty big Vince defender. I was pretty appalled by that. I mean, but an influence. You know how adept I was in watching this game tonight. I had to take it back from the game and call you and just say, like, did they really just do that?
It took me a second to be like, they just did that. Oh, no.
Because I kind of look into the corner of my eye and, you know, the volume of the game is up. The pay-per-view is mild. And I just see a sharpshooter. And I'm like, I see Charles Robinson call for the bell. And I don't see Natty tap out. And I'm just like, why?
Yeah. I just don't know.
I think the only reward of this is if Natty does win at Extreme Rules. Because then you can just kind of build up the rule of, oh, it was Nate because little Nate's in the back pocket. And Natty has to get this and this and this. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll have Teddy Hart be the referee next time. I don't know.
And a cat running.
Maybe you have TJ come out.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. But I really think if they don't give the title to Natty at Extreme Rules now, I don't know. You can tell the porn from online. There's people that normally don't like Natty. Everyone was pretty pissed off about this. I think it's one of the few things that wrestling fans all kind of united on, being like, this was BS.
Yeah.
Aside from that, I had no problem with the show. I made one of the people, I text you about the authority thing, to be like, that's kind of a cop-out. But if it builds to what we were saying, and I think it'll build to maybe Shane versus Hunter at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Then I'm fine with that match, and maybe then we can finally get the brand split. So this is eventually leading to the brand split, which you and I have been talking about since the very first podcast that we did.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it. So I would give this show a thumbs up. I don't really have anything out of a 10. I guess like a 7.58. It did its job.
Yeah. It's definitely not a 4 out of 10. So.
No, it's a fine show. There's some really down points in this show, and there's some really high points in this show. I think we're both disappointed too, because we wanted more from that Bullet Club thing. That really seemed like nothing tonight.
Yeah, it just seemed like it was a bit of a tease, and then you're left kind of sitting there waiting for it to come. And, you know, eventually we will get to that point, but for now, we will wait and see. But let's get to the land of a campground.
Yeah! So this is everything I've done with my Vincent McMahon impression, Joel, times 1,000.
It is.
Like... my favorite line, I think, was at the beginning, they catch you right away with, it's like, we're going to count WWE. And it's like, you're right, fucking going nowhere. Let me finish talking. Legs, you have failed me. I will forget this.
Or it's, I worked you. My legs are okay.
Yeah.
Or the, it's time for Sergeant Slaughter. And didn't he have Hell in a Cell, Slaughter Mode, Murder? Yeah. Murder Mode.
Murder Mode.
And then
Seth Green definitely knew what the hit everything on the right tone.
Yeah.
It made me think too, Seth Green, before Lucasfilm was sold to Disney, had a Star Wars show similar like this, and he never got to see the light of day because of the purchase to Disney.
Yeah.
I want to know what that show would have been, that Star Wars show, but hey, I think it was. I was a little surprised about the adult content, though. Like when I saw the 18, this is not for viewers. Were you shocked to see that?
I was a little surprised in how much they drove it home. They're like, "This isn't for kids. This isn't for kids. This isn't
and
for
it,
kids."
It's not the language. I was shocked at.
Yeah, they talked about, like, you could vaguely hear Dean Ambrose and Triple H confiscating his porn collection.
Yeah, Austin dropping mother effer bombs all over the place.
Yeah, I just really need Stone Cold to voice himself.
Yeah, so that's one thing you were kind of saying to me. To me, I don't know how that works, though, because they're kids, right? And even Hunter and Stephanie don't voice themselves.
Yeah, I'd be okay if they suddenly had, like, if this show seems like it's built for Cena.
I think too, like, the thing is, it's easier to get a Vince, right? It's easier to get a Slaughter and a Flair,
because
they're not always on the road and doing events. It's hard to get people in that voiceover studio, all the time, right?
No, and I totally agree. And like, I like the show. I generally laughed.
Yeah, I was sometimes I'm like, I think I've laughed at this harder than some Edge and Christian stuff. I don't have it higher than Edge and Christian yet, but I think it's a really good start. It shows like this. I was like, oh, I just want them all on demand right now. If they would have put all six episodes up, I would have watched them all tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Just because Vince, it's everything you and I have wanted about Vince McMahon, Joel. And everything has interested about Vince McMahon. And the fact that he knows some of these things, he can make fun of himself. And just to hear Vince McMahon be like, wow, shit. It's just, I could hear him just say, like, curse and everything all day. Or the lemon, he's like, ah, I taste great.
Like stuff like that.
There's just so many little quotes. I don't think they make them anymore, but remember those soundboards they used to make?
Yeah.
I wanted just a soundboard of all the Vince McMahon quotes from the show. Flair was really funny as well. At times I thought it got a little kind of stupid and a little too silly with Flair.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for the sneezing episode.
Oh god. The blinking. I like the Big Show character. The Big Show is pretty funny. Slaughter was great.
Oh yeah, next
need to get
season
a new light bulb.
Next season, you need to have a camp on the other side run by Shane.
Yeah, you know it's also. I mean, one of the biggest what ifs for this show is, you know who the other counselor was on this?
Who?
Hogan.
Oh my god!
That's one of the ones that I'm just like, oh. We're missing out on some gold from the Hulkster on this, I gotta say.
He'd put himself over.
Well, they would be writing the script, but just hearing it, he would probably make fun of himself with the brothers and all that kind of stuff. And that's the only thing that's really missing in this. Is I would have liked to see the brothers. I like the Undertaker character, too.
Yeah.
Big Show's parents are Jewish. You don't know how good this is for me.
you know who... one character I'd love to see in this. I'd love to see a Linda McMahon.
That'd be interesting. You know what also was an interesting fact to let you get back to that is, so the Bellas' dad really did leave them.
Oh, wow. I didn't
know that was in there.
Wow. You know who I'd like to see in this as a counselor? Daniel Bryan.
That would be great, but I think they kind of want to go with the way they're doing the ages. I don't know if that's going to work or not. It seems you have to be a legend. I do know Jake's in it.
Yeah. But yeah, I think Brian would
Brian
be.
would have been great for sure.
He'd be a
Even like a
good.
little kid, if he's a little kid.
The hippie little kid that Vince doesn't understand.
That Brie falls in love with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like too, like, obviously the Dean Ambrose, KO, and Roman characters aren't going to talk.
Yeah.
But it's nice just to have them in there.
Yeah. And I can't wait to see what Ruru does in this. Little Ruru.
Well, he banged his head against a tree already. He doesn't have to even talk, and he's still like, I was going to text you, like, Rusev doesn't have to say anything in a cartoon, and he's still one of my top five favorite people in something.
It just—it's that character. Just, do you think they have a Lana-like character?
Yeah, what did you think about Triple H? Are you not surprised that Hunter allowed that?
Yeah, there were some jokes that I was like.
Dad, duh. And that's when he's like, take your hands off. He's like, yes, master.
I got a good kick out. Or, all your parents are dead. And Stephanie's
R-Truth
like,
wasn't buying it.
yeah.
R-Truth was not buying it.
Or like, so did Austin really pop his eye out?
No, it's just like a clay thing.
Okay, good. Because I was like, oh, we're going kind of getting into that
We
territory
still got
now.
the strip club with The Rock and Flair coming up.
Oh, I can't
The
wait.
consensus on Twitter though is more McMahon.
Yeah, more of this is our being Vincent Kennedy McMahon, our being John Malkovich. This is just our peak in Vincent's
I think this
mind.
is everything I've ever wanted. This is the closest I'm ever gonna get. Just the fact that Seth Green, like, can you just, I would pay so much to just be in those voiceover sessions.
Oh,
'Cause
God.
you're literally getting Vince McMahon to say whatever the hell you want.
What's the one line you want him to say?
He said most of the leg line was the great. We do need sneezing though.
Yeah.
I need something about a sneeze.
You know who'd be a good counselor to have in here that I think about it? Paul Heyman.
Paul works because it's like I said, it's those older guys, right?
Yeah.
Those legends.
Paul is a counselor and he brings in a new student that causes a lot of trouble.
I would like the Undertaker as a counselor, that kind of creepy one, like kind of like a in Harry Potter. You know
Yeah.
what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I would have liked that and Kane to be that, but like the way they're going, the ages, and it just seems like if you're not like in your 60s, you're not a counselor.
You know who'd be a good carrot? Gold Dust.
Would he be a count? He'd probably be a character though.
Yeah, but
Be
still, just
very confused about his sexuality.
yeah, it'd still be a lot of fun, especially with Vince. I think there's a few characters you could have in there that Vince just has to try to figure out.
If Piper was alive, that and Dusty was alive, they would have been great as
Well, you
counselors.
saw that they Vince was tra the family was traveling down a dusty road.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. It must have been a little Easter egg I missed on.
Yeah. It was in the opening. I thought, oh, that's cool. Who else would be Piper would have been good.
Hogan really is the one that I think I want.
I would love to see like a like in a big episode. Like you take it like a 40-minute episode and you make it the camp across the lake and have it
Punk
camp
was
every.
also in this, by the way, too.
Who was?
Punk was supposed to be in this show as well. They've had the reason this took so long to come out, this is supposed to be one of the first shows on the network, but they had to take Punk out. And then they had to take Hogan out. They both were put into the series initially, and then they had to pull them out.
Could you imagine Punk?
Well, it'd be interesting what they did with a little like CM Punk kid.
Oh, I can just imagine.
Just trying to think of some legend I'd want to see, but I'm not. I can't really. I'm blanking on stuff.
I'd like to see you know who are good kids that they'll have next year? The New Day.
The New Day, yeah, the New Day will be great.
They'll have to, and I guarantee you they'll fight to voice themselves.
I mean, Brett would be great. Just a grumpy counselor all the time, but there's no chance Brett would voice that because, like I said, I don't know how much more of Brett in the company we're going to see.
No. What
Honky
other?
Tonk?
Yeah? You do
Music
honk.
lessons?
Yeah?
Oh, Joel, I got it. You ready? New Jack.
Oh, God.
I'm going to teach you how to make a knife.
Starts whittling sharp objects. You know who I'd like to see a rival camp called Camp WCW with Eric Bischoff?
Can we have a Camp TNA and it's just Dixie crying because everyone wants to leave the camp?
They would probably do that. They're that level of maturity that they would probably have like a Camp T and A, not the N, but the, and then just like a dust ball rolling through it.
That would be really cool. You know what they could also do is, so they have the Hunter and Vince dynamic here. Maybe Hunter leaves and starts his own camp.
Camp NX, oh God.
Yeah.
And he takes like KO, and you have this gingery kid that KO doesn't get along at all with.
I'm also looking forward to seeing Triple H's dad, Quadruple H.
Oh God. Does he pull any quads in it?
He may. It is voiced by Hunter, though. I love the Stephanie McMahon character. He's like, oh, I've always wanted kids of myself to live in my own house. And he's like, she's like, Daddy's like, oh, that's right. I have a house in Malibu.
Vince has to have a ball with this.
I mean, Seth Green has to have a ball with this.
I'd love to write on this show. Could you imagine?
Oh,
So I need to
you know
spend
what
a
it
day with Vince.
it's what we've always wanted, Joel. You know what's sad though is, we're trying to think of these legends. I mean, it's unfortunate so many of them are passed. That's the thing, and I don't know what the age range in there is because I almost would have liked Austin more as a counselor than a kid. Same with The Rock, but you obviously are never getting The Rock to do a voiceover in this.
You never know. I don't think it would be terribly hard to get him to record his
Have you
stuff.
seen the list of movies he has?
No, I haven't.
I'm going to pull this up because I was looking at this today. So this week he's been confirmed for two new movies.
Oh,
The
God.
Jungle Cruise, which is based on the Disney ride. And he's doing that Jumanji movie.
Yeah, we're never seeing The Rock
So
again.
listen to this, and this is why you're probably never going to see The Rock ever again. Folks, these are the movies that The Rock has coming up. And keep in mind, on top of this, he has Ballers, his TV show. So, still this year, we have Moana, the Hawaiian animated Disney movie that he has. Central Intelligence with Kevin Hart. Next year, he has Jumanji, Baywatch, Fast 8. The year after that, he has Shazam. And then, unconfirmed themes, he has an action comedy that he's got to do. The Rampage movie, Jungle Cruise, Alpha Squad 7, Big Trouble in Little China, Journey to the Center East 4 and 3.
We're never seeing
And the
Rock
San
again.
Andreas, and the San Andreas sequel.
We're never seeing Rock again.
No.
It's a shame.
How does he do all these projects and he has Ballers on top of this?
I don't know. Unicorn magic?
I don't know who's harder working in showbiz right now, him or Kevin Hart.
It's one or the other. They're both competing. And you gotta always throw Vince in there, because Vince works.
Yeah.
Never stops.
No, never.
He owns a camp now, so.
I'd like to see Counselor Old Man Harley Race or Terry Funk.
Oh, God.
Come
Counselor.
here, little guy. Come to my ranch, and I'll show you some interesting things.
You know who'd be a good counselor? Mick Foley.
Yeah, but again, it's once you put Austin and Rock in that range, it's weird to me with the ages now, you know?
Yeah, I don't know how stickler they'll be. Like,
I know they are, but to me, it's gonna bug me. It sounds so stupid, I know.
this is just gonna be that little thing, but I would not be surprised if they had a counselor, Mick Foley, with multiple personality disorder.
That see, that's I was gonna say maybe suggest too. That's a really good idea.
Where you don't know what to. And the story features around The Rock and Stone Cold,
Yeah.
dealing with this kid that has multiple personalities. You know who else would be a fun counselor? Shawn Michaels.
Again, it's he'd be maybe a teenager then, because with
He'd
Hunter,
fall into that council with Hunter and them, which would be
like
okay
that.
with me.
That's what I wouldn't have minded. The Rock and Austin were at least teenagers,
Yeah.
because you're like, okay, well, like the super older Jake, Vic Roberts, Vince, Flair are the older ones, and then you have the guys that are in their 40s and 50s. Austin, Rock, Hunter, Shawn, Mick Foley are like the teenage counselors,
Yeah.
and you can maybe still have some of them voice their guys.
God, if you had Stone Cold voice his character. The jokes.
I thought the guy they had for Austin wasn't too bad, but I think that you and I that are missing out on, that you hinted out at the beginning, is like, if they had the voiceovers for everybody, it'd be so much better.
Oh, if Vince was chasing John Cena through the woods and John Cena was voicing himself, I guarantee you Cena would have come up with a whole bunch of jokes in there, just ad-libbing.
Yeah.
Oh, but Vince, it's a treat just to hear Vince.
Oh my! I love it, Christian. I'm excited for it tomorrow, but I almost wish I could have a second episode of this.
Yeah, I'm. I think for whatever happened in Payback, Camp WWE was well deserved treat.
It was, and tomorrow we get Edge and Christian again, and then there's 4 episodes of Edge and Christian. So I wonder what they're going to do with Camp WWE. Do you think it'll be after SmackDowns, or I wonder what they'll do.
I think so. I think it'll be is not running. See, the interesting thing is it doesn't run on its regular schedule. It doesn't debut the minute the show ends, and at 10 o'clock you can tune into the WWE Network. You have to go and search for it. It doesn't run because of its rating.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
it ran after the pay-per-view, though.
No, it didn't.
No? It just was put up there?
It just got put up, yeah.
Oh, so maybe they'll do that tomorrow, then.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe they'll just have a couple
episodes. Well, because it was interesting when they said it before. They're like, it's on demand. So I took that 2 different ways, because when you see Netflix stuff, it's like on demand, Hulu on demand. I'm like, oh, are they just going to put all 6 episodes up?
I thought so, too, but no, only one.
So maybe they will put the second episode up and Edge and Christian tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which works for me, man, because those are 2 of the better shows. What do you think about Swerve 2 coming back?
I'm okay with it. Like, I'd kind of like to see them prank themselves a little bit more, but
I think it's harder to do that now.
Yeah.
So they have to kind of take to the public.
Yeah, because you can troll them a little bit easier.
I wish they had a better relationship with other, like, celebrities or athletes. Because getting some, like, other athletes and whatnot would be really funny.
Oh, yeah.
Like Enzo, I know, has a decent relationship with some athletes. Like, imagine them getting, like, a Kobe or Jamie Benn, you know, and getting them. I think that would add to it. Because I think the funniest thing is, you know, we've seen, like Just for Laughs kind of shows, and you do those hidden camp shows, and you get people, and they're always funny. I think the funnier thing was, like, you've seen the WWE superstars get tricked, get swerved, and I think it'd be funny if you initiated getting, like, a Seth Green or, you know, other athletes or Jerry Springer or whoever.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
So, and that's a problem. You know, I've been talking to you about the network for a while. I'd like them to have more of a built-up schedule of have a show every week, every day of the week. Like, you know, okay, Monday, that's Edge and Christian. Tuesday, that's Camp WWE. Wednesday is Unfiltered. There's this and this day. There's this and this day. There's this and this day. And I think they've also dropped the ball as far as updating on live content. They should have had a special from the hospital tonight about Enzo.
Yeah.
They should have been like, hey, we're live at the hospital. Hey, Cass, how's everything going?
And then talk to...
Yeah, so there you go. You can be with Cass. He's like, everything's good. We'll see you at Raw tomorrow. That's a 20-minute statement. I'm assuming I can go on YouTube right now. There's probably something on YouTube. But that's not what you need when you have a network.
Yeah.
Because you have 1.8. You know what's better than 1.8? 2.8. But you're not driving people there as much, because sometimes you... For example, with NXT, Joel, great product, and I would say the TakeOver specials are a must. But if you miss a Wednesday episode of NXT, you can just go onto the YouTube page and it gives you the highlights of NXT.
Yeah. I have heard them talking about making a premium subscription for the WWE Network that features things the next day, so like Raw and SmackDown the next day.
Interesting. And how much do you think that would be?
I've heard it would be $3 more. So it'd be...
I'd pay for it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else are you going to give me, though?
I don't know. I just heard that would be one of their big things.
And I would assume Total Bellas would be on there, too.
Yeah.
So they didn't put anything for Enzo and Cass. They showed him going to the ambulance, though.
That, to me, is in poor taste.
Yeah, it's what they do, though. They do that with Jerry Lawler, right? It's one of those things, like, well, it's just what they do. Because you know they want the footage for the comeback story.
Yeah. Which is a little sad, but it is what it is.
Yeah. So they did it. But again, I think that's what you could do in the network, is to have a quick statement there. I mean, I don't know who's going to be doing that now because one thing I wanted to hit on this really quick before we go, Rich Brennan and Kyle Edwards were fired.
Yeah. Well, I think Kyle Edwards parted ways and Rich
It
Brennan was
really seems like a he said, she said type of thing right now. Like they're saying he was fired, he's saying he quit.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
That's a
getting.
waste of Arthur O'Cal.
Yeah, I
Because
totally
that's
agree.
someone that we know from Canada, killed it, score, killed it with his articles in the Baltimore Sun. You've been watching the old Stampede Wrestling and saw a line that he had.
Yeah, he had
That would
he
quote
had a bleeding
the
gum
great Ed
guarantee.
Whalen. Yeah. So Rich Brennan, I thought he was fine, but I thought Art Arkell, what a waste.
Oh yeah, I think you could have done a lot more with him.
And so now they're down two guys, and I guess they just hired that Kathy, whatever, what's her name. And I would assume they're going to initiate her more into roles. I think maybe they want to have more female kind of sideline reporters, much like the NFL and the NBA do.
Yeah.
Kind of get that real sports vibe. I'm assuming that maybe be a Hunter call. Just things you can see Hunter cherry picking certain things from Japan, from real sports, from Rev Pro, yada yada yada, into NXT and trying to bring it to the new brand, bring it into Raw as well.
Yeah, you can see that Hunter's got some ideas, and they're starting to work.
For sure. So those suck to see those, but there's a lot more they could do with the network, I think. It's still a great product. They put a Best of China up as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I think that's the old end.
Yeah, that was not a bad, not nice, short, simple show.
Yes, sir. All right, I guess that's my cue. So until next time, cheers.
Oh, Enzo Amore.
Enjoy the day, people.